MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlike Radio!
Good news, everyone. No intro this week either.
Shy kids.
We are shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
And my name is Doc.
How's it going, Doc?
Pretty good, man. Exciting 2 weeks.
Yeah, we had a week off.
Fucking the Ghostbusters reboot cast was announced.
I saw that.
We got Kristen Wiig. We got Melissa McCarthy. We got fucking Kate McKinnon from SNL and Leslie Jones from SNL.
One of those pictures was of Kristen Wiig?
One of those was Kristen Wiig. You didn't realize that?
Did not look like Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, that's the first one was Kristen Wiig.
I did not see that as Kristen Wiig. Wow.
I'd say that's a great cast of funny women.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. We had the fucking Fantastic Four trailer, which, despite the fact that it does kind of look like a bunch of children playing dress up as scientists, it still looks pretty exciting.
It has a better tone than previous.
They cast it a little young. So we had that. Got my dick sucked by a Puerto Rican last Wednesday.
Oh.
That was nice. Not going to reveal the gender. and it's just all around. It's just been a great, exciting 2 weeks. How about you, Corey?
Good for you. I had a pretty shitty week, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was not what you would call a good week.
Really?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy for you, you know.
Yeah.
You got your dick sucked.
Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters, yeah.
Fucking Puerto Ricans.
Fantastic Four, that sounds.
Fantasmic Four.
You know, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, except for this dark cloud hanging over, you know, Hacienda Cook over here.
I didn't know you named your house like an estate.
You know, trying to find silver linings.
Hacienda Cook.
Trying to find silver linings here, Doc, It was a really shitty week.
All right, tell me about it.
Do you remember?
I remember?
About 6 months ago, we had a break-in in our house.
Yes, they stole the laptop we record the show on.
Yes,
and that's why we had to switch to my laptop.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Right.
They also your album was on there.
It was. Yeah.
I always forget that part. That's the more important part, and I always forget.
Yeah. No. It was devastating, and so we beefed up security here at the Hacienda, and
armed guards.
We got we've got turrets set up, we just put
you
in
got guys walking around yelling fucking shit.
Yeah. Exactly. It really keeps the kids away.
Yeah. Fuck shit. Pass.
What it doesn't prevent is my fucking neighbors from letting their dogs shit on my lawn, though. I don't understand that.
Tell me about it, folks.
You know what's weird about when your neighbor's dogs shit on your lawn is when you find it super close to your house? Like, not just, you know.
Not at the edge of the lawn, but
there's,
like.
Yeah, edge of your lawn, and then there's a sidewalk, and then a patch of grass before the street.
Yeah.
I would expect the patch of grass before the street. Or, like, right at the edge of my lawn.
Yeah.
But sometimes there is shit right up next to my flower beds. And, like, along the walkway.
Well, because the dog wants to smell the flowers while it's shitting.
Oh, my God. I don't understand that type of neighbor. And if I ever find that neighbor, I will kill their dog in front of them. I will snap its neck.
Good idea.
That's legal, right?
No, yeah, that's perfectly fine. PETA even approves.
If they shit on your lawn closer than the edge of your grass, you're legally obligated to
snap
their neck.
There's a clause in PETA's mission statement that says, we are against animals being mistreated unless one shits on your lawn.
Okay.
And you know who did it.
I need to get one of those like dog poop signs that looks like a dog shitting with a line through it. Yeah. Have you seen those on people's lawns?
Yeah. Don't shit here.
Stop. Like that. Yeah. Like a dog gives a shit. Dogs can't read signs.
They can't read signs. They don't know what the fuck's happening.
Yeah. They don't.
They're like, that looks like me.
Well, fortunately, dog shit on my lawn was sort of the least of my worries this week.
I was going to say, if your whole week was shitty because of that.
No, I just, it, you know,
yeah.
Other things that are shitty.
Like what?
You know, so I mentioned the theft, and yes. We beefed up security, and I got a security system, and like got a beefier locks on our windows so that we feel safe in our home.
Yes.
And let's see, last Tuesday night,
when we would have recorded an episode. Yeah.
I got home super late from a recording session with my band, and
my band,
right? And my wife and I fell asleep.
Too easy.
Yeah. Fell asleep kind of late, and apparently, like when you stay up past your like when you're supposed to go to bed,
yeah.
And then you fall asleep, you like. You're out.
Yeah.
You know, you get that exhausted and then go to sleep, you are just fucking out because...
Yeah, I don't think you're saying anything groundbreaking.
No, I know. Because because mayhem was happening outside of our house.
Okay.
And there apparently was... Well, hold on. I'll get to that.
Okay.
We get woken up at 2 a.m. by our doorbell ringing.
That would freak me the fuck out.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so our doorbell rings, and my wife sort of like rustles me. She's like, "Did the doorbell just ring?" And I was like, "I don't know. I've been asleep."
Yeah.
And then somebody pounds on our door.
Oh wow!
Our front door. And she's like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Police.
Yeah, right. I was expecting somebody to yell something through the door.
Yeah.
You know.
The zombie started. It started.
And so. Yeah.
This is it.
Oh, fuck. Our house is all glass.
Yes.
They're going to break in no matter what. Into the attic. Yeah, it startled us, right?
Yeah.
Freaked out, you know, that yes. I get up sort of groggily out of bed. I'm in my underwear. I sort of am tiptoeing down the hallway to try to get to the front of my house. Now, the way my house is set up, there's like a porch and there's a window off to the side where you can kind of see who's at the door. And then we have big windows in the front so you can see out to the front.
Yeah.
Street, right?
Yeah.
And I go and I peer out that side window, just a crack.
Yeah, try to see sort of see
who's at the door. Yeah. And it's a large gentleman, and he turns and goes off my porch, and it's sort of like it took me back a little bit, you know, because I didn't realize he was still standing on my porch.
Yeah.
And then he moved, and you know, I didn't know what to do. I didn't recognize him. He was dressed in all black, like black shorts, black shirt. Big guy, appeared to be Hispanic.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, "What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?" I'm like, "Shh.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Shut the fuck up.
Chill out. I'm going to go to the big window and see what's going on out in front of the house." Because he left to go to the front of the house. And I peer out that window, and there are two other gentlemen standing out in front of, like, in the street in front of my house.
Yeah.
Next to my wife's car.
Okay.
And one of them smoking. They all have dark clothes on. Two of them start chatting to each other. One of them starts pointing at my house. You know, the other one points to the car. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck's happening?
What the fuck is this? Yeah. And so I go back to my wife. And
this
I'm
is
like,
the one we're going to invade? Yeah, this one. This
exactly.
one here.
Well, fairly recently... I had seen a video that somebody had posted on YouTube where somebody knocked on the door to get somebody to open their door and then bum rushed them to do a home invasion.
Yeah.
Right? And at 2 a.m, I'm not about to fucking become victim to that. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yes. How can I help you?
Yes. Welcome to my home. Oh, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, they're looking suspicious or whatever. My wife is like, should I call the cops? Should I call the cops? Should I call the cops? And while we're conferencing in our dining room, doorbell rings again. Bam, 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 bam. Wow. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, why are they so insistent on like getting our attention right now?
Yeah.
You know, and my kid is sleeping and, you know, my wife's like, should I call the police? Should I call the police? And I'm like, hold on. Let me go back out to the window and sort of just get a feel for what they're doing. Maybe they'll leave. The night before, there was a commotion that involved some like three kids on skateboards.
Okay.
And one of the parents across the street came out and was yelling at these kids on their skateboards. And it was early enough in the night. I went out and stood on my porch, sort of see what was going on. And they eventually dispersed. And that parent like was roughing his kid back into the house. Like, you're an idiot.
You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm looking out the window and there's three guys. They're much bigger than the kids that were on the skateboard. And I can't really tell facial, you know, like I can't tell anything, like any facial features. I can't tell age. I can't tell.
They're
really
probably looking at
ethnicity.
You. There's his fucking face right there.
I was like, at first I was like a scared fucking little girl. I felt like such a pussy.
Yeah.
Because if shit were going down, I would not have had any way to fucking defend my family.
And you realize, oh shit, I'm the adult here.
And I'm in my underwear. So I look out the window again and they're milling about. And my wife's like, should I call the cops? Should I call the cops? I'm going to call 911. I'm going to call 911. And I'm like, just hold on. Let me see what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I look out the window a second time, and they're taking their camera mm-hmm. with the flashlight on the back. And now they're peering inside my wife's car.
Oh, wow.
And around my wife's car. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, this has gone beyond the, like, the suspicious guy standing out in the middle of the road at 2 a.m. Now they're casing something. You know, like, they're trying to look for something.
Yeah.
You know? And I look back at her and I was like, they're looking around your car with a flashlight. Call APD. She didn't hear me say call APD. She heard me. She didn't hear it all. She was just freaking out. And she's like, I'm going to call 911. Yeah. So at the same time, we had the idea that we should probably call the cops. She calls 911 and is sitting there with a 911 operator. And because she had to call 911 and because the stress of the situation, she was trembling, like terrified. And so I went and threw on some pajamas,
got dressed,
because if I need to go outside, you know, I'm at least prepared. And
did they have feet in them? Were they footy pajamas?
Footy pajamas, yeah. I was actually cosplaying as a Teletubby.
You were wearing your what is that, hoodie footy?
I was Poe. I believe he's the red one.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's on the phone with the 911 operator. Trying to explain what I had relayed to her. There's three, maybe four men outside, and then trying to decipher, you know, what age, how big, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, they may be white, they may be Hispanic, I can't really tell. Mm-hmm. They're wearing dark clothing. They all look like they match.
Yeah.
You know, which is seems to me like a red flag, like gang.
Yeah.
You know.
All wearing dark clothing.
Yeah.
Scary.
Exactly. And they were sort of fishing around our car and they've been banging on our door.
Yeah.
You know, 911 operator's like, that's weird. Do you want me to have them send a police car by?
Yeah.
And my wife's like, yeah. If you could have them send a squad car, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, but the entire time she's trembling, whatever. I go check on my kid, make sure he's okay. My wife is like, get the gun. And I'm like, I'm not going to get a gun.
I didn't even know you had a gun.
I don't.
Oh,
I have a compressed air gun that is CO2 and I have some heavy duty pellets in it.
I don't know if it's a good idea to call the cops and then pull out a gun.
That was my point.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not pulling the gun. I'm not going to pull out the gun because the police are on their way.
Yeah.
We'll stay in here. We're safe inside.
Yeah.
You know,
you have the panic room. You can always run
and
into.
And we're only like a mile and a half away from a police station.
Yeah, I know. It's like
big
nearby.
Police station. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the 911 operator, assures my wife, she's like, just stay inside. You know, the 911 operator was like, that's weird that they're banging on your door.
Yeah.
Super late at night. You know, like you have right to be worried, whatever. And now, mind you, we're hypersensitive because we had just got broken into 6 months prior. Right.
Yeah.
So every weird happening in our neighborhood is like, they're coming to attack us. You know?
Revenge for us putting up better locks.
Yeah, I know, right? They found it.
Yeah.
They know. Yeah. And so while we're waiting for the squad guard to come, again, another bang, 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 yeah. ring the doorbell. And now we're sort of huddled in our foyer. You know, ready to just be a barrier to save our kid if they happen to bust through this fucking door.
Yeah.
You know? And 911 operator assures my wife, police car's on its way. Mm-hmm. And then a police car shows up, and we hear the guy leave our porch.
Yeah.
And so we immediately go to the windows.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? And we watch the cop. The cop starts talking to one of them. One walked directly up to the cop.
Yeah.
Right? Started pointing at our house, and then started pointing at our car. And then the cop, you know, walked over to our vehicle and started shining his flashlight in the car and under the car.
Yeah.
And at that point, I thought, I think we're all on the same team here.
Yeah. Like, they were trying to warn you something.
I don't think that they are the nefarious people. I think they're happy helpers.
Yeah.
You know? And so...
I think they're happy helpers.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
My wife's like,
did you peek out? Are you guys happy helpers?
Yeah. At this point...
Or are you bad men?
Yeah. At this point, my wife's like, should we go outside? And I was like, you stay inside for a sec. I'll go outside.
Mm-hmm.
I open the door. The alarm starts going off. I'm like, oh, shut off the fucking alarm.
Yeah.
And I go outside, and turns out they're my neighbors. one from across the street and one from two houses down.
See what happens when you don't know your neighbors, Corey.
I know these people. Here's the thing. I know them, but in 2 a.m.,
you didn't recognize
peering
them.
Through a crack in my window.
Yeah.
I could not put them together as my neighbors. You know, we had heightened criminal brain on, and they only looked like gang members to us, you know?
So did you feel silly, like, oh, Flendrick, Gus, Sploogie. Yeah,
exactly.
You guys, you're all cool.
Exactly. Walked out, and I was like, oh, it's our neighbors. And sort of like, you know, my wife. Yeah. My wife then comes out. Police, you know, ask the, is this your car? This is your home? This is your home, whatever.
Yeah.
And begin to tell us that they were, did you know, he asked us, did you know that these were your neighbors? And we were like, no.
Yeah.
We saw a group of people congregated out in front of our house that started looking at our car, and there was a bunch of pounding on our door. We didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
We also, we informed the police officer, we had just been broken into a few months back. And so we're on high alert, you know, and it didn't seem like any normal situation, whatever.
Yeah.
And the cop's like, oh, okay, I understand. And he's like, well, what seems to have happened is your neighbor two houses down here heard a loud noise.
Yeah.
Well, all the three guys heard a loud noise.
Yeah.
And then came to outside, right?
Yeah.
And what they witnessed was somebody slide out from underneath my wife's car.
Okay.
And hop into a car that was double parked next to it. And take off.
Oh, wow.
And he tried to run out and get a picture of the license plate, but the back end of the car, all he got was the make and model, because their license plate was a dealer plate.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And it appeared that they had taken our catalytic converter.
Your what?
Catalytic converter.
Now,
from what I understand, is like a muffler.
Okay, but I didn't know cars had catalytics that needed converting.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
It makes your car, it redirects the exhaust flow to the back of the car while muffling the sound.
So it's a muffler.
Yes, but it's called a catalytic converter.
It's an extra muffler?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't, cars, man.
Yeah, I don't fucking know either. That sounds like something a mechanic would make up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, your catalytic converter's busted. I don't drive a Cadillac.
Yeah.
No, it's all cars have it. Trust me.
No, it's cool. It'll be. Yeah. So the loud noise was the guy pulling this thing off, it slamming to the ground, and then him sliding out, getting in his car, and driving off.
Hmm.
It had only happened maybe 10 minutes prior to when the police showed up.
Hmm.
So right when he knocked on our door and rang our doorbell was when the guy was speeding off.
Okay.
You know. I mean, it's a good thing that we called the cops.
Yeah.
I mean, it was to report our neighbors for being suspicious, but it's a good thing the cop showed up because then he took a report and, like,
yeah.
you know, all the information and whatnot down. But chances are,
now at this point, did you know what he had taken?
Yeah, yeah. They looked under the car and they were like, "Yeah, your catalytic converter has been stolen."
Your fucking neighbors just spotted that with their eyes, like, "Oh, look!"
He saw the guy get out from under the car. So
yeah.
when they were shining their flashlights from their phones,
yeah.
under the car,
yeah.
they noticed that a piece of pipe was missing.
Oh, okay,
you know,
and they happened to know that was the Cadillac converter.
Yes.
Okay.
They,
smart neighbors.
They know more about cars than
car savvy neighbors.
Yeah. I am the worst man in the planet. Like, I can't defend my home. I don't know what a catalytic converter is.
Yeah.
You know, I say funny things into a microphone. You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You know. So that was all too stressful. We didn't get to bed till like 3 a.m. after settling it all, and yeah, it's. It's really shitty. Of all things to be stolen, apparently, we have a Honda Element, and apparently
that's that big square one.
Yeah,
right?
Apparently
a squishy.
It's a great car. Like it's the ugliest fucking car on the planet, but it's a great utility car.
Okay,
all the seats get torn. You can tear out all the seats, and you can load a shit ton of stuff into that car. It's great for my band. I can fit everything for a 5-piece band inside of the Element, except for a kick drum.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
So you put that on top?
No, you put that in the passenger seat.
Oh, there you go.
So, what was I saying? Oh, we have a Honda Element.
Yeah.
Apparently, Hondas, and particularly the Honda Element, are very prized theft cars on the black market.
Oh.
Because they're durable, their parts can be resold for a premium price because they don't break down, even if there's a lot of miles on it and stuff like that. And there's a lot of them, very popular cars.
Mm.
The Honda Element in particular... They stopped making the Honda Element.
Okay.
So now they're even more prized because a lot of people want them, but they're not manufacturing them anymore.
Okay.
And then turns out the catalytic converter that they put on the Honda Element...
is the rarest catalytic converter known to man.
Kind of
is.
There's a lot of platinum in the catalytic converter.
Oh, God.
So they can take it to a melting yard and melt it down to just pure platinum. And then get money back for having platinum.
Here's my thought.
A fine metal.
If someone's going to the trouble to crawl under a car in a random neighborhood to steal a Cadillac converter.
Yes.
And melt it down to platinum to sell to make money. Crackhead? Like... to go to all that trouble, that sounds like crackhead ingenuity.
No, I think it's a lot more calculated than that.
Really?
It's somebody who is running a well-thought-out, quick scheme.
Let's go steal all the fucking Cadillac converters
because
and all these fucking Honda Elements.
In order to do something underneath a car, to take a part off... You gotta figure out a system that you can do it quickly and get the fuck out of it.
Also have to not worry about your clothes being dirty.
That's true.
Like you have to be one of those people who don't care.
Or
you wear an old t-shirt, like those old Looney Tunes ones where they're dressed as gangsters.
Yes.
You wear a really old t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that happened, right? We get a quote.
So that happened.
Well, initially we're standing there and my neighbor from across the street is like, I think you can probably get a universal one. It'll run you like $90 to $200. And we're like, all right, well, this is shitty. Not that bad.
Yeah.
We get a quote the next day, $1,300.
$1,300.
Because Honda doesn't make the Element anymore. They don't make catalytic converters for the Element anymore. It's a special order part. Yeah.
Why can't you just get a different catalytic converter?
It doesn't.
There's just no dicks.
Yeah. Ugh. So those guys are assholes. My neighbors are saints.
Yeah.
We told them, we gave them our phone numbers.
Yeah.
Now and said, hey, if you see anything else happen,
yeah.
text us first.
Yeah.
You know, let us know that you're the one at the door, or maybe when you're going to pound on our door, say, I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
You just got something stolen from you.
Yeah.
You know,
Or say, the zombies are happening.
Exactly.
Now.
Give us a verbal warning with your pounding at two in the morning. Otherwise, yeah. You're just going to freak us the fuck out. You know. And so that happens. You know, we're now slated to spend more money than we need to on a part that we should just have on our car.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, we get a parking ticket in front of our house.
For
street sweeping.
Because the car can't move because it doesn't have a fucking cattail converter.
The car can move. It's loud as shit and exhaust goes into the cab, right?
Oh.
Yeah. It redirects the flow of exhaust away from where you drive.
Oh.
You know. So we get a parking ticket. It's only $40. It's like, whatever. $1,340. Whatever. Yeah. You know, it's always just shitty because you hear that goddamn street sweeper coming and it sounds like it's a mile away. And as soon as you get to your door, it's passing your car. And you're like, you're sneakily quiet for a street sweeper, but I could hear you. Ah, it's just frustrating, right?
They should make car covers look like big bushes. Nah, this isn't a car. Someone fucking dropped a bush here. It was weird. Or like a dumpster.
I needed an invisibility cloak that could cover my entire car. And then he would just plow through it. But yeah, so we got a parking ticket. And it was just like, will the rain never end? You know? Like, all right, fuck it. We're done then.
Yeah.
You know, we had a challenging 2014. And we thought, 2015, we're going to turn a new leaf.
Yeah.
And we're going to turn this luck around. And we're going to come out on top, you know?
So far, so bad.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
And then I go to NAMM, right?
The war in Vietnam.
NAMM. The NAMM convention in Anaheim is, it's exactly that. It's a convention full of Vietnam War.
World War.
Veterans.
That's great.
They're all just in wheelchairs with big beards.
Two questions about NAMM.
Talking about
Did Stevie holes. Wonder sing, and did your wife ignore him again?
Stevie Wonder did sing. We did not witness it.
Okay.
He was there. We heard other people rumbling about how they had seen him and whatnot.
Stevie Wonder sing. Oh, hold on. He's taking a phone call. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, that did not happen this year. Okay. Although my wife joked that if he shows up, she's just going to leave.
I thought she was a big fan.
She loves Stevie Wonder, but he was boring to her.
Oh, wow.
I know. Anyway, so I go to NAMM. I'm having a pretty good time. We went Friday night, so I took work off. I took work off Friday through Monday. Originally, I thought, like, NAMM runs Thursday to Sunday.
And it's just a music convention?
It's the music industry convention.
It's Comic-Con for music.
Exactly what it is. Yeah. Okay. It's recording professionals, pro audio, gadgets and gizmos, guitars, drums, DJ equipment, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Was Sammy Hagar there?
No.
Okay.
It's funny. Like, the celebrities that are there are funny. Occasionally, you'll get somebody where you're like, oh, shit, it's that guy.
Yeah.
But for the most part, a group will converge around somebody, and you'll be like, oh, who's that? And you'll look, and it's just some obscure bassist from an 80s band that had two hits. And you're like, what is this?
It's Steve Logan from Whitesnake.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I have no idea who the fuck that guy is. Yeah.
No, or he was in the, like, when they regrouped. He was in that version.
Yeah. Or you'll see a line going around a booth. And you're like, oh, shit, somebody really famous must be here. And you'll walk around like, which musician? Oh, this is going to be great. And you finally get to the front of the booth, and it's just a random bunny, like a Playboy bunny.
Yeah.
Like, not even a playmate, just a Playboy, like a girl in that little bustier onesie thing with the ears on.
And so it's just like hot chick.
She's just taking pictures with people. Yeah.
Hot chick.
Exactly.
Oh, look, a hot chick. Let's run.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Speaking of obscure people and bands, by the way, you know Randy Jackson from American Idol, who's not on it anymore?
You mean Journey's Randy Jackson?
He was in Journey, right?
Yeah.
For like a small amount of time.
I think he was a touring bassist for Journey.
I heard one of the best lines about someone was talking about him, and they said, look, he does two more Journey songs than I do. That's perfect.
Yeah. But NAMM, by all accounts, was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, good.
I mean, it's
so
a lot of fun.
You did have a great week.
Yeah. It was very peaks and valleys. There was no middle ground last week.
All right.
You know, I almost ran into Henry Rollins and had a heart attack.
That would have been awkward.
He was leaving the show as we were coming to the show one of the days, and I saw him and like had a stutter step. And my wife's like, "What the fuck is going on?" And I'm like, "It's Henry Rollins."
and she's like, "Who?"
Yeah, she's like, "Where's he from? What boy band does he play in?" No, she's not that bad. I'm like,
he's from Rollins Band, God damn it, and yeah. Black Flag.
Yeah.
And spoken word shit.
Dave Grohl's first tattoo, he tried to do the Black Flag logo because of that guy. It's because of that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw him, and that was the first time that I'd seen a celebrity where, like, it connected to me in a gut level.
Take my breath away.
It was fucking weird. Like, my heart skipped, and my stomach sank. Like, holy fuck, it's Henry Rollins.
Yeah.
And he's got a very intimidating face and stature about him anyway. But growing up a punk kid, and like that was my scene.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, you know, playing in bands that played punk and you know, in that scene or whatever, like those guys were icons, you know. And so he was the first celebrity that I felt was like of my generation that I, oh my God, that's him, you know. Which it was really weird, really weird moment. And then we saw George Clinton.
Ah.
Who.
We want the funk.
Yeah, he was performing.
We don't funk the wonk.
He was performing after the first day that we went.
Yeah.
And his band was awesome.
Yeah.
He kind of just meandered around stage.
He's an older gentleman.
He's older, and he doesn't have the dreads anymore.
Okay.
But. He was wearing a giant green do-rag underneath his fedora.
His fedora?
Well, they all had, like, big suits on.
Oh, like zoot,
you know?
Suits?
Yeah, they were, like, you know, they were dressed classy. They Steve Harvey'd it up. You know what I'm saying? Big suits. Or Cedric the Entertainer? He's the one that wears the hats, right?
He's the one with the hats.
They both wear suits.
They Steve Harvey'd it up.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Nice, classy, pinstripe suits. Yeah. You know? Band sounded great. He had other people come up and were kind of singing, and he would just sort of like, you know, get to the mic when he could.
Yeah.
He was sort of meandering about. It was a little sad because at first we couldn't tell who he was on stage.
Which one's George Clinton?
Exactly, because he's had such an iconic look for his entire career. And now that he doesn't have dreads and he wasn't really wearing sunglasses, he was just kind of up there in a fedora.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Which one's George Clinton? He's supposed to look like a fucking Dude Love if he was Predator, but I don't see him anywhere.
We were like, I think it's the stocky guy.
Yeah.
Because he's the oldest one, and he sort of is roundish like I remember him being, and he has a do-rag that is replacing his dreads. Like, he liked the feeling of something hitting the back of his neck so much.
I guess so.
You know, that he replaced it with a do-rag, which is fine. But a good time, nonetheless.
It's fine.
And around that moment, I get a text message from one of my coworkers.
Uh-oh.
And I'm on vacation. I'm having a blast. I'm watching celebrities.
Your desk was broken into. They took your Descollect converter.
Yeah.
Fuck!
They took my Wacom tablet. Yeah, I was playing fancy guitars, you know, watching.
So were you off like from work? Were you on like a vacation?
I was on vacation. I took vacation from Friday to Monday.
Friday to Monday.
And I get a text message from one of my coworkers.
Yeah.
Dude, I just got let go.
Oh, fuck.
And so did this person. And so did this person.
Mm-hmm.
And so did this person.
Oh.
And I've heard 15 others from other departments.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
mass layoff.
What? Like, all of my division got liquidated except for three people, and I was like, "I don't." Did they? Did they? I'm texting back. Did they say my name?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Am I one of those people? He's like, no. They came in and they said, they had a list and they called everybody off the list and then pulled them into a side room and then laid us all off.
Oh wow.
And I was like. oh my God, like what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm so sorry that happened to you, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is weird. I was just getting the funk. Gotta have that funk.
I was getting the funk.
And now I'm not sure if I have a job to go back to.
And you're not so funk. Did you type that back to your friend?
No.
Are you not so funk? Because I'm funk.
Well, he called and I was like, hold on. I need to get away from George Clinton right now so that I can hear you.
Ah, call it. Don't worry. Yeah, yeah. Go take your phone call. Exactly. I'm going to get over here and sing some more.
Well, it's funny, too, with the George Clinton thing. Because I've told the story on the past where the first time I went to NAMM, I actually ran into George Clinton.
Yeah, I remember that.
Smack into the back of him.
Yeah.
He was trying to sneak into the back of a booth, and I wasn't looking, just whatever.
And then he said, I think I just got funked.
Yeah, I funked him right in the ass.
You checked his oil.
You know, I told you, Uptown Funk you up.
Yeah, 3 years in advance before that song came out, it was
more
predicted.
Like, more like 15, but
15?
Yeah. But yeah, I ran smack in the back of him, and I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And he turned around, and he's like, oh man, it's all right.
Yeah.
And then I realized all the dreads had just flipped around.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck, you're George Clinton. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then he walked into the booth, and I was like, hey guys, I just ran into George Clinton.
Yeah.
Like, what? And then, you know, to see him the second time around, and he looks like he has Alzheimer's on a stage.
Oh,
was a little sad. And then compound that with my surreal, like, still getting down because the music was spot on and their guest singers were amazing. And I'm getting these text messages that all of my friends and coworkers now are jobless. And like key people. And it was weird because.
Yeah, man, we lost our jobs. Do the dog catcher. It's really terrible. I mean, fucking Mindy, she has no other skills. She's not sure what she's going to do.
Do the dog catcher, Atomic Dog. Do you want to get fucked up? Yeah, it was really, 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 really weird.
Yeah.
And the workday hadn't quite elapsed yet. And I was like, well, if you hear back from one of the people that are left, see if anything else shook down. Because he's like, they were still calling people in when I left. So I don't know what else has gone down. I'll keep you informed. And so like the rest of that evening, I was like, hey, guys, I don't know if I have a job.
Waiting to get a phone call.
To go back to, yeah, like I may disappear at any moment. Don't worry. I'll text you when I want to find you. But I need to figure out my situation here.
Yeah.
And sure enough, later that night, our crowd had thinned significantly.
Yeah.
And
like my dick.
After NAMM is really cool, actually. There's
they have a festival called After NAMM.
Well, no, but like there's two hotels on either side of the outdoor stage area. There's
and they throw food at each other?
A Hilton and a Marriott, no.
No food fights?
Food fight! Yeah,
that's what I'd do if I was two hotels.
Well, the food there is awesome. Because it's all Orange County food trucks.
Ah, those are good.
Fucking amazing.
I want that grilled cheese one.
I don't know if the grilled cheese guy was there.
Motherfucker.
There's one called Burger Monster that's fantastic. There's a Viking truck that's all hot dogs. They have something called Dragon Eggs, which are tater tots.
Oh.
Chili, sriracha, sour cream, cheese, and something, maybe sauerkraut or something like that.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I imagine.
Oh, my God. If you are ever in the Anaheim, Orange County area and you see the Viking truck... Get the dragon eggs, or get the Odin, which is red cabbage and sauerkraut with mustard and I think that's it, and grilled onions
on a hot dog, right?
On a giant smoked bratwurst.
Okay, I was going to say it's not just a bunch of vegetables in a bowl.
No. It's a hot
Odin,
dog.
The Odin, it's sauerkraut and lettuce.
There's a broadsword. There's one called a broadsword, which is like a foot long sausage with sauerkraut and a bunch of stuff.
Hey, that's more like a dude sword. Ah!
Yeah.
All right. So what happened?
So our crowd had thinned.
Yeah.
And we were hanging out in the hotels. The hotels throw like big concerts at the end of the night. They put up big stages and there's a bunch of bar setups and like street tacos and it's really cool. And if you don't have a badge, you can still get into those. We used to go to the hotels in years that we didn't have access to the actual convention and just hang out in the hotels and just party, you know, like we were at the convention all day.
We were there.
Yeah. And so
You're just looking at your phone the whole night?
Yeah, pretty much. Like we were hanging out. we got a beer, and I get a text message from the coworker that had just that was talking to me previously.
Yeah.
And so I call that person. I tell my group, I need to disappear for a while, figure out my situation. I take my beer. I go upstairs and into a corridor to try to get away from the lobby sound.
Did you have a room?
No.
Oh, okay. No. You're just hanging out at a hotel?
The Hilton that we were in, there's like main lobby floor, then there's a sub lobby, and then like an atrium lobby. So it's like three-tiered lobby system.
Mm-hmm.
And then off to the side of the atrium lobby is
corridors.
Is a hallway that leads to like ballrooms. Like,
okay.
That's where their rooms are. Yeah. Upstairs. And so I go into that corridor and I'm hanging out by a window, trying to be as distant from what's actually going on as possible. And I get on the phone with my coworker. And made mention that my name was also mentioned on the list.
Okay.
And that I would be dealt with the following week.
Ah.
And so it was really really, really surreal at that moment. I had to really collect my thoughts and try to not be like floating above the situation at that moment. Because a gentleman and two ladies come walking into the corridor, and they go over to one of the ballroom entrances, and they open the ballroom doors. One of the girls goes in the ballroom door. The other girl kind of leaves, and the guy is standing there alone outside the ballroom. And he's like, I don't know what to do, you know? And he turns and sort of walks back my direction, and he sits down in a chair. And I was like, oh shit. And I told my coworker on the phone, all right, you need to hold on, because this is probably the most surreal moment in my entire life.
Yeah.
You're telling me that I've just lost my job, yet I am at one of the coolest conventions I get to go to all year, and right now, I'm staring at Rod Stewart.
Oh, fuck!
And he is 10 feet away from me.
Oh, shit.
And he's just hanging out on a chair in this lobby hallway.
Yeah. Wow. Wake up, Maggie. I'm thinking about some things to say to you. Holy shit. Stay with me.
It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
Weird. You know? I
did you go, hey, Rod, just lost my job.
No.
Need a graphic designer? Design your next album.
I let me soak this in for just a second because I now no longer am employed. Or come Tuesday when I go back to work, I will no longer be employed.
Right when you need to
pay.
But
right now, I need to look at Rod Stewart right now.
And right when you need to pay for a new goddamn cattail converter.
I know. Oh, that's the other thing. Like, all the fucking shit that happened the previous, part of the week, all cost fucking money that now I don't have.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God.
It was really shitty. But I got to stand 10 feet away from Rod Stewart. That was really cool. Rod Stewart, also old rocker guy.
Yeah.
Just like George Clinton, he was milling about that hallway he didn't know what the fuck to do. He was sitting in that chair, and then he sort of slumped over to one side and like rested his head on his hand well, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know?
You should just walk up and be like, hey, Rod, how's it going?
Right? And then he got up.
Pretty dull NAM this year, huh?
He was across the hall.
Yeah.
From me, and then he got up and he walked to my side of the hall.
Yeah,
because my side of the hall had a bunch of windows that outlooked onto their like pool deck or whatever.
Yeah,
and he walked over to the windows, and now like I'm hiding behind a bush.
Yeah,
and Rod Stewart is on the other side of the bush.
He probably thought you were trying to film him.
No, because I had my phone to my ear, and my phone was pointed out the window.
Okay.
I was but in order to do that, I had to face him.
Yeah.
So it didn't look like I was secretly trying to film him.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, all right, I'm just going to ignore Rod Stewart for right now.
Yeah.
And it sucked. You know, the head of the department got cut first, right after they got back from lunch.
Wow.
And then they just carpet bombed my entire department.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. And so I hang up the phone, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to have a few drinks tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my vacation.
Yeah.
Because that's all I have left. right? I have this vacation, and then Tuesday comes. They're going to give me my walking papers. It's going to be awkward. I got to pretend like I don't know what this was, that this was going on.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get my final checks and then job search.
You should have walked in sweatpants and fucking pajama shirt.
Right.
What's up, guys?
Well, that day would have been today, the day that we're recording it.
Right? Oh, okay.
Today is Tuesday when we're recording this. Today would have been my final day, except.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Except that Monday.
Bloody Monday.
I get a phone call midday from our HR director.
Okay. Let's just do it now.
The HR director calls me and is like, hey.
Hey.
Did you hear the news about what happened on Friday?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I did. And she's like, oh, okay. I was like, I heard. Well, I said, I heard that there were company-wide layoffs and that some people in my department lost their jobs, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, well, I wanted to contact you to let you know how that affects how the changes affect you and your job and all that stuff.
Wouldn't it be great if she was like, you're now vice president? Because we laid them off.
We needed to talk to you because you're getting a promotion.
Yeah. You're now the head of your own department.
No, then she tells me, basically that my job had been terminated or whatnot.
Mm.
And she's like, I noticed you didn't show up for work today. And she's like, I don't blame you. I wouldn't have shown up today after hearing that news. And I was like, wait, hold up. You think I was a no-show today?
Yeah.
She's like, well, yeah, I mean, you didn't show up for work today. And I was like, I'm on vacation. She's like, what?
What? Like, no,
I took vacation from Friday to Monday.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you're on vacation? I had no idea. You're still on vacation?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I would have come into work.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I was planning on coming tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she's like,
no, you won't.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to do this over the phone. And like caught her in a weird spot. And then she had.
I would relish that awkwardness.
Oh, I was. It's funny when I went to go pick up.
So should I come in tomorrow then, and we could do this then?
Well, she asked. She's like, "You live in Orange County, right?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Could I meet you somewhere? Maybe like a Starbucks or something. Give you your final papers and whatnot." And I was like, "Not today. I'm on vacation."
Yeah.
Not today.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, and she's like, "Were you?" Do you want me to mail it to you? And I was like, am I not allowed to come into the office tomorrow?
Yeah.
Like, is there some, like, reason why I'm not allowed to cross the threshold anymore?
Yeah.
To get my personal things? She's like, well, I can mail you your personal things. She's like, you don't know what the fuck is my personal things.
Yeah.
You know? Give you a fucking itemized list over the phone right now? Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Let's see.
I'll be in tomorrow. She's like, well, I won't be in there till 3.
I have a Batman and Robin bobblehead. It's on my desk.
Yeah.
I have some mints.
Right.
Some Altoids.
So, yeah, I told her, I was like, I'm going to come in tomorrow.
Yeah.
She's like, what time do you usually come in? And I was like, I'll come in at my normal time. Just look at my time card.
Yeah.
You know. And I went in, and today.
Did they have, like, five security guards?
Well, that's what I was trying to get from her. Like, do I need to be escorted around the building?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand why I would need to be escorted around the building. Like,
yeah.
I understand that you have restructuring and, like, it doesn't make any sense to me why you let the people go that you let go, because it seemed like we were all doing really well.
Yeah.
You know, we were putting up numbers on a consistent basis. We saw the reports.
Yeah.
You know, our sales were, you know, exponentially better than even the previous year.
Yeah.
You know, we were making a lot of progress, and you know, we'd had some drama at the end of last year that sort of left us on crutches a little bit.
Yeah.
And even on those crutches, we rebuilt some relationships and we started building, you know, work forward.
Now, just so our audience is clear, you are a male prostitute.
Yes. Yes. It's a good living, but when you get laid off, there's really nothing for you to do.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Suck dick for free?
I don't know, man.
No. I just pretend to be a Puerto Rican.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, you paid for the theme.
That was you? But you were wearing a sombrero and a mustache.
Hello.
Oh, shit, it was you.
Do you want me to tuck your dick?
No, what?
Chupar.
That's eerie.
Tu Pepe.
What do you do again? You graphic design, right?
I'm a graphic designer for the, like...
What was it?
For
what
t-shirts.
It was t-shirts.
Yeah, like,
again.
I design apparel.
I know
apparel.
Your previous one was. I didn't know if it was the same thing.
Yeah, I'm still in that industry.
Okay, got it.
And yeah, it was just a regular layoff, and it's not personal, you know, like, whatever.
Yeah.
It sucks, you know, but...
I want to know what it was like when you went there, though.
I went there.
Yeah.
And some HR guy that I had never seen before. Yeah. There's a lot of turnover at this particular company.
Yeah.
For a lot of divisions.
So new HR guy walks up.
New HR guy. It's like the sixth HR person that I've seen since I started working there.
Started off as a consultant.
Yeah. So he comes down and he's got my packet and he hands me, like, I go through it. All right, here's my final check. Does this include yesterday's vacation day rolled into this?
Yeah.
Or is that part of my, like, final pay period, and then you paid out the rest of it? He's like, I don't know. I was like, fucker, you should know.
Yeah, you should know. You're the HR guy.
You should definitely know. Yeah. And he walked me through, like, what the standard process is.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, I understand what you did with this check. Okay. And then, in the packet as well, there's, like, you know, COBRA and, unemployment information and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then there's a separation agreement.
Okay.
Like a termination agreement.
Yeah.
That says basically
a post-nuptial agreement.
Yeah, it basically says, like, you can't take any company product. You can't, you'll be fined up to $5,000 if you steal if you steal, like, a mouse or a monitor or something like that. And that all intellectual property is done for the company.
And then you said, what about all the reams of printer paper I stole while I was here?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh! Oops!
But basically, it's this legal document that's like 8 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty standard. And I've gotten one before the last time I was laid off from a job. And it pretty much was verbatim the same thing. And
did he make you read it?
No. He was like, here's for you to review. You can take it home and mail it back to us. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. Where's my severance check?
Yeah.
Like, where's my severance package in here? Cause they promised me a severance.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, that will be processed when you sign the separation agreement. I was like, okay. So I can't get my severance package unless I agree to your little fucking contract here.
Yeah.
What if I find something that I dispute in this contract? You're just going to hold my severance hostage?
Yeah.
That seems a little fucked up. And so I proceeded to read lightly aloud. Like exactly that. Yeah.
Not, while he stood
not,
there.
Not where he could hear it.
Yeah.
But where I was just reading aloud the entire contract.
Oh,
word.
Wow.
For word, all 8 pages.
Wow.
And then giving little comments after each section.
Yeah.
And just watching him stand there awkwardly.
Yeah.
In between each section.
Oh, that's great. Like, oh, I don't agree with this section.
Yeah. So that was my little mini revenge. I felt so great.
Make it hurt.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're going to lay people off on their vacation. You're going to sit through this.
Yeah. Know?
I'm gonna let this feel really awkward. I'm gonna take an hour out of your day.
Yeah.
Where you're just gonna stand there and watch somebody read something. You know. And then watch me gingerly go around the office collecting my things and
yeah.
You know, it was
Did someone like stand there and watch you do it?
He escorted me back, but he wasn't like a hawk or whatever.
Okay.
I tried to be overly friendly too, like overly sweet.
You're unhooking the computer. This is mine. I brought this in from home.
No, because I really didn't want to make any waves. I didn't want to draw any attention. And I didn't want to make the people that were left. Like, it's weird. In a creative room, because you're all sharing intellectual ideas, creative ideas and whatnot, you bounce a lot of shit off of each other. And you get to trust those people in much of the same way that, like, I trust you with, like, you know, we bounce ideas and we tell funny jokes and we're in a comfortable zone here.
Right, right, right.
And we could poke fun at each other and, like, we're in a really sort of intimate, comfortable, trusting
garage
sort of relationship.
Oh, okay.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get that way in an art room too, you know, a good art room especially. And, you know, I didn't want, those people were already deflated and devastated when I walked in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as it broke my heart to see these people who I've come to see as friends. And
my,
like,
heart.
Like, it's almost like a soldier thing, too. You know, like, you feel like you're in the trenches with these people because you're scraping to try to make progress.
Yeah.
You know, and you're putting, you know, your own ideas and your own art, like something I drew. Now, I need to really push that out there and sell it. Something that I drew, you know,
yeah.
Like there's something weird, oddly personal about that, even though you're designing for a company, it's not your art necessarily, mm-hmm. You know, whatever. But I didn't want to go in there and be aggro or be,
you don't want to be a, like, dickhead.
Yeah. I didn't want to be disruptive.
Hey, fuckers.
So I was like overly sweet to the HR guy.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how's it going? And shook his hand and, like, oh, is this my packet? Here's my final check. Where's my severance?
Yeah.
You know? Oh, this, I can read it right now. It's totally cool. And then, you know, read it out to him. You know?
Well, and I don't know about that, but okay.
He was sort of beating up sweat. Like, you could tell he was uncomfortable shifting in his... But when we went back to the room, like, he was there, but he wasn't there. And he allowed me to see.
He didn't ever once say, so that's yours?
No. No.
Yeah.
No, it was very amicable, and you know, I. It sucks that I don't have a job, you know.
Yeah.
But given the new structure, it wouldn't have been something that I would have wanted to stay there.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
Is it all fucked up now?
I'm not gonna say anything defamatory.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say anything.
Oh, I forgot. You're not as anonymous as I am.
No.
I can tell you right now that my job's all fucked up right now. And literally today, I almost punched in my monitor and walked out.
Right.
Yeah. So my job's all fucked up right now.
I'm sorry about that, Doc.
Yes. Luckily, because at my job, my name is not Doc Wheatley.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I had a wonderful time working there. I have no problem with the company.
Yeah.
You know, the people that I met, like, if anything, the people that I met there through that year and a few months or whatever are some of the best team members that I've ever worked with.
Some of them will probably listen to this because...
Maybe.
Yeah, you have people at your work that listened to us, didn't you?
A couple, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi,
guys.
Yeah, I miss you. you know, it went down in, like, atom bomb style, just like a ton of people that got annihilated. And
yeah,
it was unfortunate that I was on vacation at the time. It's both ways.
It was weird.
It was fortunate that I was on vacation because I got to kind of cope with it through the rest of the weekend. And then I was mentally ready for it to happen.
Yeah.
But if I had been there Friday, I would have at least gotten to say goodbye to some of those people in person.
Right.
You know?
Not texting the ones whose numbers you happen to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I managed to get everybody's number and have since, you know, made peace, but...
Made peace.
With the situation.
Okay.
You know.
That makes it sound like you had to apologize to everybody.
Oh, I did say sorry a bunch of people. Like, I'm sorry this happened. I mean, it's not my place to apologize. It's not my fault, but...
Yeah, I meant...
I still feel like...
I meant for something you did.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I apologize for my behavior
over the
last few months here.
I pulled a pin, and then I went... on vacation. I'm sorry. I didn't think that live grenade was live.
I hope I didn't scare you when I punched in my monitor and walked out.
I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
See you fuckers later. Or not.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a pretty shitty week.
Shitty week. Sounds like it.
Overall, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to move forward, right?
Yep.
Anyway.
Got to move forward. So how about that Nicki Minaj, huh? Oakland face with a butt. Wait, I fucked that up.
LA face with an Oakland booty.
Oakland face with a butt. That's what I just said. How are we on time?
We're about ready to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Is there a DocuWeets fun fact for the day?
No.
Oh! Okay. Well, then we'll just...
I did not prepare one.
We'll take a break, and then when we come back, do you want to... You want to go into some foreign language fun?
Sure.
We'll shake off the bad week and find out how things revolve around the world.
Fun fact.
Uh-oh.
Docky Weed's fun fact. It's fact and it's fun.
And it's fun. You fucker, you had one.
I just thought of one.
Okay.
Portuguese is actually Spanish backwards. We'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
What are you going for?
Well, name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
And to the Mexicans?
Hey man.
Spain? Singapore?
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Shy kids. We are the shy kids.
Theme song. And we're back. Corey, did you see the video I posted on our Facebook page?
No, I haven't yet. What'd you post?
I kind of a super nerdy thing I do is I collect Marvel action figures. Right. Yeah. So I got a Professor X recently.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I posted...
Wait, which like franchise Professor X?
It's the one from the movie, but it looks like the one from the comic, so it's either way.
No, I was just wondering which like...
Oh, adult bald wheelchair Professor X.
Okay. Yeah. You know, if you just paint his jacket red, he looks like Captain Jean-Luc Picard in his captain's chair.
There you go. So I got, and I posted this on Facebook. A lot of our people saw it already. Mm-hmm. But
at least tens.
This is how much detail they put into this figure. When you pull it out of its chair and stand it up, its legs don't work.
Really?
They're floppy. They're floppy, ridiculous.
Seriously?
Noodle legs. Yeah. I laughed so fucking hard when I pulled this guy out of his chair, and I was like, holy shit. His legs swing like crazy.
You know that was
completely on purpose.
The figure designer was like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put loose hinges on this shit.
Yeah, these legs.
This figure is not going to be able to stand up. It's going to be hilarious.
Here's what's funny is when I bought it, I had read a review, and I thought this was a guy writing a clever review.
Uh-huh.
Because he gave it like 2 stars, and he goes, when I got it, the legs were broken. And I went, oh, that's hilarious. Like, that's a funny thing. That's a funny review. The legs are broken. It's the funniest fucking thing. You can't stand him up.
Oh, my God.
It's like, well, that's perfect because he comes with a goddamn wheelchair.
And Professor X's legs don't work.
They don't work.
Oh, man, that's funny. I got to see this video now.
Yeah. You got to watch
it. Where can they see it?
It's on my Facebook and it's on the Shy Kids Facebook.
Awesome.
Cuz I shared it there on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Go check out our Facebook page. Yeah. And while you're there, like us.
Yeah, boom.
Let's see, Doc. I love TED Talks. You know what a TED Talk is?
TED Talk is where a guy named Ted goes, hey, listen to me. I got things to say.
Sort of. It's sort of like inspirational speakers, but it's a...
Named Ted.
Not always.
No.
They're different... different topics, different speakers, but they're usually inspirational in some way.
But that guy...
Motivation, not necessarily.
I saw one with the Mythbusters guy.
Uh-huh.
Ted Savage. That one was cool. And then I saw one... I forget who else I saw. Shit. No, there was a guy who was like a sleight of hand... can pickpocket, a really good pickpocket. His name is Ted something, probably. yeah. No, but go on. Well, what's it about?
But they're usually like interesting stories or different ways of looking at the world or whatever. Super interesting. If you ever get a chance, look up your TED Talks. I think they have a YouTube channel, or you can just go to like TED.com or something like that.
I think Ted deGrasse Tyson did one.
Yeah. I'm sure Ted deGrasse Tyson did one. Well, apparently, they translate all of those TED Talks into like 100-something languages.
Okay.
So that you can read the transcript of whatever the guy's talking about.
Yeah.
And American, well, in language in general.
Yeah.
When you're talking, what is it, colloquially?
Yeah.
You tend to use idioms.
Yeah.
You know what an idiom is?
An idiom is like saying, the grass is greener.
Yeah, yeah. Why add fuel to the fire?
Yeah.
Or like, you can't put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, yeah.
Or when pigs fly, or, you know.
Yeah.
All those sorts of things. Yeah. When
Daisy Duck gets shit in her cunt. That's one.
Apparently, when you translate them into other languages, they get translated literally. And they don't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
So a speaker will be making a great point, use an idiom, and then the person reading it in another language goes, what the fuck was that? So what Ted did, because
this man, he's talking about science, and then he brings up pig in poke. I don't understand.
Well, the translators, they try to figure out either a local idiom that sort of is kind of the same thing, and they'll replace it, or they try to... sort of spell it out a little more so that it makes sense in context. But they're pretty off the wall. What Ted did, not the Ted, Ted.com.
Okay.
Is they had all of their translators give idioms from their language that they translate and then translate it literally into English.
Ah.
And see how it works backwards so that we can sort of conceptualize why it doesn't work the other way. Because it is kind of hard to understand that way because we're so used to those being a part of our language.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know. So what I have here is a list of idioms that are foreign idioms translated into English. And I was thinking we could play a cool little game here where I tell you the country of origin and I give you the literal translation and you try to tell me what it means.
Okay.
Is that cool? All
right. Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Let's do this.
This is from blog.ted.com. And I guess if you just search 40 brilliant idioms that simply can't be translated literally, you'll find it. This first one is German. Country of origin is German. There's a few in each language. Yeah. So, the idiom.
It's hotter than a Hebrew in an oven.
they have the original language.
Yeah.
I would try to read that, except for
you can't. Don't know German.
I can't read like Vietnamese, and I can't read Chinese characters.
Well, Germans don't have Vietnamese.
Thai characters look like squiggles with circles. So I'll just give you the literal translation.
Literal translation.
From Germany. You have tomatoes on your eyes.
Okay. I'm going to say that this is when you are bloodshot. Bloodshot eyes. Okay.
Like red eyes. You're super high.
High or tired.
Or you're drowsy.
Or you got hit in the eye.
Right.
Yeah. Bloodshot eyes is you got tomatoes in your eyes.
Okay. No.
Okay, then I think you were...
You only get one guess.
No, hold on. You were trying to see into ketchup's future. No?
That's actually the B meaning.
Okay.
No, what it actually means is you're not seeing what everyone else can see. However, it refers to real objects, not abstract thoughts.
Okay.
So if somebody's trying to explain something to you and you're not getting it, if you told them you have tomatoes in your eyes, that wouldn't make any sense.
Okay.
But if they're looking in a refrigerator and asking you where the milk is, you would be like, you idiot, you have tomatoes in your eyes. It's right here.
It's right here. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Got it.
All right. Second one from Germany.
You have tomatoes. Oh, wait, it's German. You have tomatoes in your eyes.
I don't think that's German.
That's not German either? What the fuck is German?
Tomaten auf der Augen haben. That's the actual.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Ich versetze nur
tomatoes in ice.
Yeah.
There you go.
This one is, I only understand the train station.
What country?
Germany. Still.
Also Germany.
Yeah.
I only understand the train station.
I only understand the train station.
That means that you're autistic who is obsessed with trains.
And remember, idioms are...
They're not literal.
They're not meant to be literal. They're referring to a grander idea.
I only understand the train station is like saying... I don't know the price of tea in China. Like one of those things.
Kind of, yeah.
Is it? Okay.
It's like, it's all Greek to me.
Yeah, okay. You
know, it's one of those.
I got it then.
It means I don't understand a thing about what that person is saying.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like, beats me.
You know? I only understand the train station.
Duh. To buy a cat in that sack. To buy a cat in a sack.
To buy a cat in a sack.
Yeah.
Now, this is their version of the Dr. Seuss book. Cat in sack.
That's Russian. Our accents are on point.
Our accents are terrible. Cat in sack? Cat. What does it say? I want to buy a cat in a sack?
To buy a cat in a sack.
To buy a cat in a sack means...
That cat's sack kaufen.
That means that you bought... Something useless. You spent your money frivolously.
Close.
Yeah.
It actually means that the buyer purchased something without inspecting it first. It's like sight unseen.
Okay. Got it.
In other languages, this idiom exists. Swedish, Polish, Latvian, and Norwegian also have this saying. In English, it's usually buying a pig in a poke, which I've never heard.
That I just referenced that one earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, I said he's talking about science, and he say pig in poke.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I was. Yeah,
let the cat out of the bag, which means to reveal something that's supposed to be secret. Yeah. It's all along the same lines.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're out of Germany now. We're in Sweden.
Sweden,
the Swedish
idiom. Bork bork.
There's no cow on the ice.
There's no cow on the ice.
There's a no cow on the ice.
That's Italian.
There's a no cow on the ice. That's Italian.
Okay. There's no cow on the ice. That means that is structurally safe. Whatever they're looking at. I don't know about this trampoline. It seems wobbly. There's no cow on the ice. Go for it.
No.
No. Fuck.
It means there's no need to worry.
Oh, just don't worry, man.
Funny.
You know, mine was still close.
Yeah, I mean,
I had the right idea.
They also use
nothing to worry about.
They also use a similar term to refer to the same thing. That's there's no danger on the roof.
There's no danger on the roof.
There's no danger
on
the roof.
That one's a little on the nose.
Or it's pretty much like
There's no catalytic converter in your car.
Yeah, it's not like anything I can think of.
Yeah,
there's no cow on the ice. All right, next one.
All right.
To slide in on a shrimp sandwich.
Slide in on a shrimp sandwich?
Yep.
Now, this is what they refer to as Kramering. You fucking swing the door open.
Jerry!
And you slide in on a shrimp sandwich.
No.
No?
Not even close.
Fuck. Ice skating.
No.
Okay.
It ref- In English, the term, the idiom we would use is born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Wow. Okay.
It refers to somebody who didn't have to work to get to anywhere they were.
So, like,
shrimp sandwich is like a hoity-toity thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see here. Last one from Sweden.
All right.
It's an excuse you use. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
You're reading the definition?
Roll it back.
Okay.
Last one from Sweden. Here we go. It fell between chairs. Bless you. Gesundheit.
That's actually my explanation of what that means.
To sneeze?
No.
It fell between chairs.
I think it's an excuse you use.
To say what?
To say you lost something. It fell between two chairs.
No. Again, you're thinking too literally.
All right. It's an excuse you use to explain your fart away.
No.
No?
But I like that a lot better. It's an excuse you use when two people were supposed to do it, but nobody did.
Like fuck?
Like, no. When you had a task and you forgot to do it.
Oh.
It fell between the chairs.
Like we're two idiot chairs and we fucked
exactly,
up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was going to do it, and he thought I was going to do
it. It's like saying in English, it slipped through the cracks.
Yeah.
You know, like it.
Well,
it,
you know, Corey, sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks. But these two gumshoes are picking up the slack.
That's true.
There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, you just have to call.
Chippendale! Rescue Ranger! Chippendale!
I was going to say the Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Thailand,
home of young boys.
These are fun because it's the languages where like syntax is kind of wrapped around like the literal translations make some of these pretty fun.
Yeah,
takes ears to the field, takes eyes to the farm.
Ears to the field, eyes to the farm. That means you're a fucking idiot. I don't know. You're farming?
No. It means don't pay attention.
Don't pay attention.
Disregard this.
Okay.
Go away. Nothing's happening here, you know?
Ears to field, eyes to farm, my friend.
Yeah. Okay. Take ears to field, take eyes to farm.
Got it.
Get out of here.
Yeah. You
know? Forget about it.
All right.
They also have one that's similar that says, don't bring your eyes and ears with you.
Okay. That sounds scary.
Next.
Yes.
The hen sees the snake's feet and the snake sees the hen's boobs.
I think that is when two peeping Toms don't realize they're staring at each other.
No.
No?
I mean...
Because I've had this happen.
Almost.
Okay. No, okay, what does it mean if I'm almost?
It means everybody's up in everybody's business.
Everybody's up in the business.
It means two people know each other's secrets, basically.
Okay.
The hen sees the snake's ugly feet because snakes don't have... The snake is hiding feet because snakes aren't supposed to have feet.
Yeah.
And the snake sees the hen's boobs because... Boobs.
Boobs.
Next. One afternoon in your next reincarnation...
That means you're going to do something like way the fuck later.
Close.
Yeah. Like worry about it later.
Kind of.
That's future Doc's problem.
It's a little more negative than that.
Okay. You're going to die later. I don't
know. No, it means that's never going to happen.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll do that one afternoon in your next reincarnation.
Yeah.
You know.
Fuck you, man.
it's also the English... equivalent would be like, when pigs fly.
Yeah.
In French, they have a similar one, when hens have teeth. In Russia, there's one that's when a lobster whistles on the top of a mountain.
Wow.
The Russian ones are batty when we get to those.
Yeah, okay.
And in the Dutch, it's... In Dutch, it's when the cows are dancing on the ice.
Got it.
So
here it'd be when pigs fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
When pigs fly.
Yeah.
Like, no fucking way.
Yeah, got it.
All right, now we're moving to Latvia.
The home of, I believe, Dr. Doom.
Really?
From Fantastic Four. I might have that wrong.
Hmm.
It might be like Latveria or some shit.
It's a made-up combination.
It's probably a made-up country, so never mind.
The People's Republic of Latveria.
Yeah. Come to Latveria. Come to Latveria.
This one is probably my favorite.
Okay.
To blow little ducks.
To blow little ducks.
I want to use this. I want to turn this into an English one so bad.
Okay. This is what Stephen Collins did. Dad from Seventh Heaven.
No.
Allegedly, Michael Jackson also did it.
To blow little ducks.
To blow little ducks. Oh, to pick on somebody who's not your own size.
No.
To be a bully.
No.
To cool people off. To suck.
It literally means to suck off ducks. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God. It's very big in Latveria.
No, it means to tell a lie.
Oh, okay.
You're blowing little ducks.
That's a weird one.
Oh, man, it's so funny.
Are you blowing little ducks with me? My schedule's open.
The last one from Latvia is go pick mushrooms.
That sounds like something you'd yell racistly. Like, to Latvians, Mexicans pick mushrooms.
To the Serbians.
Like, their version of whatever Mexicans are. Go pick mushrooms, you fuck. No?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly
Whoa!
It. Go away and leave me alone.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Go pick mushrooms. All right, France.
France. France.
To swallow grass snakes.
That's when you have a stomach ache.
No.
I swallowed grass snakes. No. Okay. Then it is was it an insult? Go swallow grass snakes.
No.
Fucker. No.
It's the opposite.
Treat yourself to some fine.
No.
Food.
When you have been insulted.
Oh.
To a point where you have no words, you have swallowed grass snakes.
What the fuck?
Go figure.
France is weird.
This is another one of my favorites.
Okay.
In France, to jump from the cock to the donkey.
Well, that is when a man who used to be gay converts because he learned the way of the Lord, and now he is fucking
donkeys.
His wife, who looks like a donkey, probably.
No.
Because usually if it's one of those fake like gay guys who are pretending to be straight.
Right.
Ugly wife.
She's rather mannish. It means to be a flip-flopper in conversation.
Oh, okay.
You just keep bouncing back and forth.
Quit cocking up the donkey shit.
Without any particular... Sort of like the way we talk on this podcast. We just tangent, we go off in different directions.
Got it.
And we keep jumping from the cock to the donkey.
Yeah.
To look at each other like earthenware dogs.
Earthenware?
Like clay dogs.
Okay, clay dogs. To look at each other like clay dogs. Staring contest.
No. I mean...
When you're madly in love with somebody.
No.
When you hate somebody.
Yes.
Yes!
Basically to look at each other coldly with distrust.
It's like mad dogging. We call it mad dogging.
Mad dogging, yeah. Yes. You're earthenware dogging.
I'm earthenware dogging you, my friend.
The carrots are cooked.
Dinner's ready. The carrots are cooked.
Okay, let me try to deliver it. Like
that's
the carrots are cooked.
Ooh, okay. It is what it is.
Yes.
Boom.
It's like the English version of "There's no use crying over spilled milk."
Yeah,
it's already there.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
All right.
Corey, I know you're upset about your car, but the carrots are cooked.
The carrots are cooked, man.
Yeah.
The fucking catalytic converter is gone.
Your fucking cat-o'-nine-tails converter.
That's pretty much what I resolved, like, after hearing all the bad news. Like, it got capped off by, you're losing your job.
Yeah.
And through the rest of the weekend, I was just like, well, nothing I can do about any of that shit.
My carrots am cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. From Russian... Russia.
Russian, Russia.
Well, because it's from the Russian translator, so I'm...
Okay.
I'm translating to country of origin. From Russia.
Russia.
Galloping across Europe. It's so weird.
Galloping across Europe. Oh, that means you traveled a far distance. Like, I'm fucking galloping across Europe to get here.
Nope.
Fuck.
Man, boy, are my arms tired.
Ah, warga, warga. You're a fucking idiot?
That's closer.
He's over here galloping across Europe.
Closer. It means to do something hastily or haphazardly.
Okay.
Like...
gallop across Europe.
We call it Mickey Mousing.
I've never heard of that.
Like he...
fiddle farting. Quit fiddle farting around.
Like to jerry rig something.
Oh, okay.
You know? Or like they did a real Mickey Mouse job on this.
I think that has a weird anti-Semitic thing.
Yeah. That's why I went with Mickey Mousing first.
Yeah,
like,
I see what
you're
saying.
It's really Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
You know, they really Mickey Mouse this one together. The thief has a burning hat.
The thief has a burning hat.
Mm-hmm.
The thief has a burning hat. That's the new Bond movie.
007 returns. And the thief has a burning hat.
That's great. The thief has a burning hat. Which means that sounds like we're chanting. The thief has a burning hat. The thief has a burning hat.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Yeah. That means that it's pretty clear who stole your fucking shit.
Kind of.
You were caught red-handed.
Not exactly. It means that he has an uneasy conscience that gives him away.
Yeah.
So like...
Well, the thief has a burning hat, my friend.
Like like in The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe, right? That guy was like...
It's like
freaking out the entire time, and it was clear that he was the guilty party.
Yeah.
Let's see. You can sharpen an axe on the top of his head.
Ha! It's a fucking pinhead. Just pinheads. Pointy-headed dickheads.
A stubborn person.
Okay.
He's so stubborn, you can sharpen an axe on the tip of his head. To take oneself in one's hands. I had to read this one like 6 times before I realized what they were saying.
To take oneself
in one's hands.
Treat yourself.
No.
To take oneself in one's hands. I got the whole...
I imagine you would be saying it to somebody. You'd be like, take yourself in your hands.
Get a hold of yourself.
Put yourself together.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is another one that has a bunch of different... countries of origin.
Got
Poland has one. We take ourselves into our fist. German version is to tear oneself together, and then pull yourself together.
To tear oneself together.
Yeah.
All right.
Portugal.
Which is backwards Spanish, as we learned before the break.
Let's see here. He who doesn't communicate gets his fingers burnt.
So backwards, that would be if you burn your fingers, you can't talk. So
ole,
ole. No, oh, say what? Repeat
this,
it.
This one is actually quite literal.
Repeat it.
They shouldn't have put this one on this
list. Repeat it again.
He who doesn't communicate gets his finger burnt. Fingers burnt.
If you don't fucking, if you don't communicate, shit happens.
Yeah. If you're not going to communicate, you're going to get into trouble.
Yeah. There you go.
That one's pretty literal.
That's pretty literal, yeah.
He who doesn't have a dog hunts with a cat.
You make
that
do
sounds
with,
like Confucius.
You make do with what you got. That does sound like Confucius.
He's you make,
MacGyver.
Wait, what did you say?
You make do with what you have.
Yes, you make the most of what you have.
Boom.
Basically, if you don't have a dog to hunt, hunt with a cat.
Who is this again?
This is Portugal.
I like their style. Very literal. And backwards.
Okay, Mr. Very literal and backwards. To push something with your belly.
First of all, I deal with this 24/7. I'm constantly knocking shit over with it.
Yeah. See, my idiom in that vein would be to drop food on one's belly.
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
I drop food on my stomach all the time. That was one of the only perks of having a beard was it actually caught all that food that would just dribble from my lip.
Yeah.
And never stain. I never had a stained shirt the entire time I had a beard, but the second I shave it off, sure enough, mustard right on the first shirt.
I'm gonna say it's either a clumsy person, or that type of guy who runs in a room like a bull in a china shop.
Good guesses.
Okay.
No on both.
All right.
It means that you are a procrastinator.
Huh?
You just keep pushing away with your belly.
Oh, I see. Let me get. Oh, it's gone.
Yeah. Pretty soon it's going to fall between those chairs.
Yeah.
Last one from Portugal. Pay the duck.
This is when you visit a duck prostitute.
After you blow the little ducks.
After you blow the little ducks.
Then you got to pay the duck.
You got to pay the duck, and you got to pay the duck's bill. Thank you.
Right. This never happened. More like radio.com.
Yeah, all the hits.
Pay the duck.
Pay the duck. Is that just like here when you go, pay the man?
No.
Okay.
This one's a little weird.
Hold on. In Portuguese mythology, mm-hmm. are ducks what take you to hell on the River Styx?
Maybe?
All right, what is it?
It means that you are going to take the blame for something you did not do.
Oh, you're going to have to pay the duck for that.
Tommy Chong had to pay the duck for his son's bong business.
There you go.
Right?
That's true, yep. Yeah.
All right, Poland.
Poland. Poland, Poland, Poland.
This one is an insult.
All right.
Did an elephant stomp on your ear?
Someone with big ears?
No.
Oh. Are you deaf?
Kind of.
Okay.
That's actually almost exactly on, but it is in reference specifically to you not being able to tell good music.
Oh! You have shitty taste in music.
You don't have an ear for music.
Yeah, got it.
Not necessarily your taste in music, although I'm sure it could probably be adapted to that. But more specifically, that you're like a bad singer. Like, you can't hear fucking music. You're tone deaf.
A similar idiom to theirs is my grandpa, when he would fart, would say, "Did someone step on a frog?" It's a very popular gag in our family.
Our gag was...
Did someone step on a frog?
My family... See, this is a local colloquialism. It's such a hard word to say.
It really is.
Your grandfather was from where?
Much like catheter converter. Very hard to
yes.
say. Yes. My grandpa's from Tennessee.
Tennessee, so that's a southern thing.
Yeah.
Somebody step on a frog?
Somebody step on a frog.
My dad and his family are northerners from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And their thing is barking spiders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Somebody would fart and be like, "Wow, damn, those barking spiders. They're out in full force tonight."
My grandpa also, if someone talked too much, he would say, "You run off at the mouth like a sick woodpecker." Yeah.
It's hotter than two squirrels fucking in a wool sock.
That's a good one.
Let's see here. There's a...
Happier than a puppy with two peters.
Apparently, across a lot of Europe, there's a lot of connection between elephants and music.
Okay.
And how... Maybe because they trumpet. I don't know what the connection is.
Maybe.
But it's saying that a bunch of other translators were telling them that they also have music and elephants in idioms, referring to like you can't hear or you know whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You got an elephant in your ear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. So we're still. Where are we? We're in Poland.
Poland.
It's a roll with butter.
It's a roll with butter. It's a complete picture.
I like the way you're thinking on that one.
Yeah.
No.
It's not complete because you need a meal with that.
In English, we have a phrase that's very similar that also uses a food item.
Have your cake and eat it too?
No.
Damn.
Because that's a French...
Oh. It's like peanut butter and jelly. Like
another great guess.
Peas in a pod.
Roll with butter makes sense. It would be like saying it's a piece of cake.
Oh, okay. It's easy.
It's easy.
Piece of cake.
Really easy.
I was close with cake.
You were very, very close.
Shit.
And your other translations could very well have been plausible translations for you. Did you fall from a Christmas tree?
Oh, did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
No.
You're an angel. No? Oh. Did you fall from a Christmas tree?
I'm guessing Christmas tree is like there's probably a lot of evergreen trees in Poland.
Yeah.
So like, did you fall from a tree?
Oh, are you nuts?
Kind of.
Are you acorns?
In English.
Are you a squirrel with bad balance?
You're very close. Okay. In English, it would be like we say, you living under a rock?
Oh, okay. Got it. So you haven't heard of something.
Yeah, you are not well informed, and it shows.
All right.
Japanese.
Were you born in a barn? Japanese.
Born in a barn usually refers to bad manners, though.
That's true. That's right.
I love all of the Japanese ones because there's a very common theme that runs through them.
Yeah. You have tentacles in your pussy.
Like stepping on your testicles. Right. So in Japan.
Yes.
To wear a cat on one's head.
To wear a cat on one's head is a bad toupee.
No.
Damn. It is top hat?
No. It means that you're hiding your claws and pretending to be a nice person.
Oh, okay. I gotta get in the Japanese headspace. They're those fuckers with the weird fortune cookies and shit.
Chinese.
Whatever.
I think we're getting to them.
All right, cool.
Next. Willing to borrow a cat's paws.
Willing to borrow. You'll go to the ends of the earth to get what you want.
No.
I'm willing to borrow a cat's paws.
No.
Okay. You will make do with what you have.
Kind of.
That's another one.
Kind of. You're so busy that you're willing to take help from anyone.
Okay.
Like, I'm so busy, I don't even care. I'll borrow a cat's paws to do that work.
Yeah. Okay.
This next one is just simply cat's forehead.
A lot of cats.
Yes. That is the common theme in all of Japanese idioms.
Okay. I'm going to go here. Cat's forehead, is that a Japanese delicacy?
Again, that's China, and we're getting to that.
Okay. Damn it. Cat's forehead. Not even a lead-up, just cat's forehead.
Cat's forehead.
Cum. I don't know.
It refers to a tiny space.
Okay.
Like, I rent this apartment in
New
York.
It's a cat's forehead.
It's about as big as a cat's forehead.
Okay, got it.
This next one, simply cat tongue.
You can't talk? Cat got your tongue? No, it wouldn't be that easy.
No, it would not be that easy.
Damn it. Cat tongue. Your tongue is rough and it's hurting my pussy.
I wish it was that. So bad.
Cat tongue. It's iron tongue. Oh, shit. I don't know.
Think of the way a cat eats with its tongue.
Oh, you scoop things.
Dip. It very delicately dip in because something is too hot and you need to wait for it to cool.
I have to cat tongue this soup.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
All right. The language is Kazakh. So maybe
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan?
Probably, yeah.
There's only one. I see the sun on your back.
I see the sun on your back. Well,
this is close to a Irish idiom.
Okay. Well, the thing about Kazakhstan is there are a lot of crippled people like Professor X. So a lot of fathers have to.
Is he from Kazakhstan?
They have to carry their sons like backpacks.
Mm. Oh, different son.
Damn.
Like backpacks.
Yes.
Docu-eats.
Backpack.
It's a pack, and it's your son.
I don't know, man. Son on your back. Wait a minute. Is this like wet back?
No, this is very positive.
Okay.
It's a positive idiom.
Oh, well, you shine like the light of a thousand angels. I made that up. I don't know if that's
close,
a real one.
Close. I mean, I know what you're trying to get at. It means it's a way of saying thank you for being you.
Thank you for being a friend.
Exactly. I am alive. I'm well now because of something that you did.
The sun shines on your back, my friend.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
In Irish, there's like, may the sun always shine on your fields. You know?
Oh, okay.
And until we meet again, like something, it's a way of, you know, saying, you know, may God have grace on you and your family, or
yeah,
like something very positive to say to somebody who has assisted you or whatever.
Got it.
Boop. Croatia.
Croatia.
The pussy will come to the tiny door.
Well, that's when you rent a midget prostitute. No. Midget will. No, the pussy will come to the tiny door.
The pussy will come to the tiny door.
No, that thing where it's like, let them come to you.
I hear that, but no.
No, okay.
It means what goes around comes around.
Okay.
Like, the cat will go, but it'll always come back to the
tiny
door.
It'll come back to that tiny door, that pussy. Man. Okay.
We see whose mother is spinning black wool.
We see whose mother... Wait, we see whose mother is spinning black wool.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom's a fucking liar.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. But not really.
Oh, you're a weirdo. You're saying that you're like a weird black sheep because your mom had you.
That's exactly. It's like saying, like son of a bitch.
Yes.
Like your mother's the you. You're the son of a mother who birthed a black sheep.
Your mom drank during her pregnancy, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Croatian yo mama joke.
Okay.
Balls of a swan.
Man, he's got the balls of a swan.
No.
That's
not the context in which you use it.
Balls of a swan.
You would say, that's like balls of a swan.
Oh, rare, like diamonds.
Closer, but it means something that is impossible.
Oh.
Like, because swans don't have balls.
Man, they don't.
Mm-mm.
Dicks.
Let's see here.
Do they have dicks?
This one you'll probably get. To talk about the wolf.
Taco Bell the wolf?
To talk about the wolf.
Oh. This is also Croatia?
Croatia.
Talk about the wolf. Well, in Croatia, they're all fans of the Teen Wolf TV series, and they have lots of conversations about it. You guys talking about the wolf? Yeah, totally. That's Scott Howard. Woo.
No. It would be phrased more like, well, talk about the wolf.
Oh. Well, look what the cat dragged in.
Nope.
Speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, got it.
I don't know what country they speak the language Tamil.
Oh, that's in Tamalia.
Tamalia. Here we go. To take a dip or pour water over someone's head.
You're fooling me. It's like pulling wool over your eyes.
Not exactly.
Damn. Baptism.
It means to cut off a relationship.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, she just poured water over my head.
Yep. Showing water to someone.
Flaunting your sexuality.
Well, think of what water meant before.
Pouring water over your head meant severing a relationship.
Showing water to someone.
Oh, public affection.
No.
Fuck. Showing negativity? You're being negative?
Yes. More specifically, it means to be someone's nemesis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's, if that's your nemesis, you would show water.
Tamil is weird.
Yeah. Moving on to...
I'll get you, Superman. I'll show you my water.
The Netherlands.
Netherlands.
They speak,
wasn't that Dutch?
They speak Dutch.
Didn't we do Dutch?
Nope.
I thought we did Dutch.
I think we did Danish.
Oh, you said Dutch earlier.
No.
Check the tape. No tape.
Either way, we're moving to the Netherlands.
Okay, Netherlands.
Doing something with a French whiplash.
Doing something with a French whiplash. Is French whiplash like a game like Chinese checkers?
No, apparently French whiplash is a equestrian term.
So it's doing something with a French whiplash. I don't know. Swimming uphill? Upstream, I mean?
It means to do something hastily.
Okay.
Apparently a French whiplash is a quick move.
Weird.
I'm guessing it would also be to do something sort of haphazardly as well.
Okay.
Because you did it too quickly.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a hoity-toity way of doing it because you're saying...
aren't you doing something with a French whiplash?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Buying something for an apple with an egg. Buying something for an apple and an egg.
That's frivolously spending. No. That means you got a discount.
Yeah.
It only cost me an apple and an egg.
It means you bought it very cheaply.
Yeah. Discount.
In English, we have an opposite thing that involves...
Paying too much.
An arm and a leg.
Yeah.
In reverse Portuguese... They use body parts.
Yeah.
And by reverse Portuguese, I mean Spanish.
Okay.
A kidney or an eye is what it costs in...
You mean they use
in
organs?
In Spanish. Yeah, yeah. They use like...
Because arms and legs are body parts, too. You said they use body parts.
Oh, there. I thought I said they use other body parts.
You just said body
parts. Sorry.
See, we use arms and legs, and they use body parts. What?
No.
All right.
Korean, and I think these are the last two.
All right.
A dog with feces scolds a dog with husks of grain.
A dog with feces scolds.
Confucius say, a dog with feces scolds a dog with husks of grain.
I'm reminded of a little book or a little fable about the...
Aesop's Fables?
I think it might have been Aesop. I think it's the Little Red Hen.
Okay.
Where she's like, hey, can y'all help me with this shit? And they're like, not I, said the cow. Not I, said the pig. I'm just trying to get ready for winter, you fucks. Not I, said the donkey. And then she's all prepared for winter, and they're like, bah, what do we do?
Hmm. No.
Oh, fuck.
It's a little like pot calling the kettle black.
Ah.
And people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Okay.
Like, you're complaining about... something that you have.
Yeah.
But it's backwards.
Yeah.
Because the dog with husks of grain should be scolding the one with shit.
Yeah.
Because the dog with a husk of grain also shits.
I don't know, man. It's weird.
I don't know. 50 steps. Oh, this is the last one.
Okay.
50 steps are similar to 100 steps.
This is one I used on my brother once. I asked my brother once if he would go get something for me from a place. And the place was, and he didn't have a car, and it was kind of a walk. But I was busy. I was like, can you go get this thing for me? And he said, dude, that's far. You want me to walk? And I'm like, it's like walking to your school, but one more further. Which confused the shit out of him. He didn't know what that meant. It's like, what? It's like walking to your school, but one more further? What does that mean? So it's like that.
You're very close.
Okay.
You're very close. It's like the phrase in English, six of one, half dozen the other.
Okay.
Like, it's irrelevant how much.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
You know?
It's one more further.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, because six of one, half dozen the other means like it's sort of like irrelevant because those things are interchangeable.
Yeah.
Like the details don't really matter.
But this one isn't, because 50 steps and 100 steps are different.
It's like whether it's 50 steps or 100 steps, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're similar. It's just a bunch of steps. So yeah, that is idioms around the world.
Idioms around the world.
I have to say, you did pretty terribly.
Thank you. There's one, it was a thing I read a long time ago. I don't have it on me, so I can't quote it, but it was a list of insults in different languages.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite was from some Middle Eastern country. I forget which one. The insult to English, when translated into English, it's reach your hand into my ass and stroke my shit. That's my favorite thing I've ever heard.
That is a hell of an insult.
That is a hell of an insult.
That is a great insult. Yeah. Holy shit.
But I've kind of like the way that's worded, I've sort of adopted part of it. Uh-huh. You know how people would say that sucks or that sucks ass. Mm-hmm. I now say that sucks my shit. And it just, it's very visceral. It's like, right. Oh, that really sucks.
Yeah, that blows ducks, man.
Yeah, that totally blows ducks.
All right. We're about at the end. We could probably do plugs and be on our way.
Let's plug a bug and get out of our way. So this was, I'm going to call this Corey Cook's Bad Week. No, what's a good title for this one?
I don't know.
Corey Cook in the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Week. Or Idiotic Idioms.
Or to jump from the cock to the donkey.
Jump from the cock to the... No. Or Blowing Little Ducks.
To Blow Little Ducks.
To Blow Little Ducks. There, that's our title of this episode. I like to now plan them in advance so I know what to write. I don't have to think of it later.
Yeah.
You could follow me on Twitter at DockyWeets. You could follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/DockyWeets.
Where you can see that funny video.
You can see the funny video. It's also on our Shy Kids page. Those are my plugs. Corey?
You can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. You can follow my band at BDR Rocks.
And you do have a GoFundMe for your Catholic converter.
Yes.
Because you need a new one of those.
Yeah.
There's an awkward video with you standing there going, I need to get a Catholic converter so I can drive. Help me drive.
And I'm standing in front of a Ferrari.
Yes.
Yeah, you can go to gofundme.com/BDR album to help fund our album. Continue to fund our album.
Continue to fund it.
Lots of cool stuff that you can get on there for donating some of your hard-earned money to help us live our dream.
Yeah.
You can also go to ArcadianRecords.com for all your Arcadian Records needs. Show alert, if you are in the Southern California area, March 6th.
Oh!
You can see both Jeff Martin and Humble Minds, double bill, at Fitzgerald's in Huntington Beach. Come on down, and it'll be a good time.
Ah, Fitzgerald's.
Yeah.
Other
than that, go to theshykids.com to download these episodes and to read our bio. I mean, that's pretty much...
If you want to find out a little bit more about us.
Read about us.
Read about our bio.
You can go to our Twitter account and follow us there. What's that?
At Shy Kids Podcast.
Yes, it is. And if you don't know how to get to Doc's Facebook page, but you want to get to ours to watch that video.
Facebook.com/TheShyKids.
Hit like on both of those pages.
Like both the pages. On mine, it's follow. And on Shy Kids, it's like.
How does that work?
I don't have a fan page. That's my personal page.
Oh, okay.
So to see my public posts, you do follow. You can try to add me as a friend. I might say no if I don't fucking know who you are.
Right.
But just follow and you'll see 95% of my posts are public.
Right.
So if you follow me, you'll see them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The
private ones are like, any Puerto Ricans looking to suck a dick?
And I just see those? Is that yeah, all? I'm the only one that sees those?
Corey only.
Jess? Do you want me to suck your dick? I could be a very pretty lady.
I think we're offending Puerto Ricans, but that's probably not what Puerto Ricans sound like.
But Doc, what will you do if you find out it's actually Corey?
So.
That old stupid bit.
See, Sue.
All right. We're just making ourselves laugh at this point.
Email us questions, comments, gripes, praise, mostly praise.
Yeah.
What's our email address?
comments@theshykids.com.
That is true. Go to iTunes and subscribe. Leave a review, 5-star, or just click the stars, 5 stars, and then be about your way.
Speaking of stars, quick thing before we go. Did you hear about the new show that's going to be on Starz later this year?
Wet Hot American Summer, the TV series?
That's Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
Stars got... Now I have to get Stars, and I don't have it right now, and I'm going to get it. Because Stars is getting a TV show called Ash versus the Evil Dead, starring Bruce Campbell.
What?
It's a continuation of the Evil Dead movies.
It's... What?
Yes.
It's like post-Army of Darkness?
Post-Army of Darkness. It is an older Ash trying to not deal with his responsibility of protecting the Earth.
Wow. Does it? I wonder if the pilot episode will start in S-Mart.
If he's playing like old stock boy still.
Like, yeah. Like the end of Army of Darkness.
No, because he's older. He's going to be older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sam Raimi... and Rob Tabbert and Bruce Campbell are all producing it, all the original team.
Oh, I'm so in.
This is going to be fucking great. Yeah. I'm so excited.
I had no idea that this was happening.
It's going to be a half-hour TV show on Stars, apparently later this year, like late in the year. Probably.
That's awesome. I wonder if they're going to do like 8 to 10 episode arc and then just run like they're just going to make another movie and just chop it up into 30-minute chunks, or if it's going to be serialized.
I don't know how it works.
Hmm.
I have no idea what the tone is going to be. I mean, I imagine it's going to be comedy horror. It's Stars. You can get away with a lot.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee they're going to go full Army of Darkness on it. What I really hope is that they
full
stay...
Full Evil Dead 2 is what I want, because I want some gore.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that'd be cool.
Army of Darkness didn't have the gore. There was a lot of skeletons.
No, but it had the right tone.
It did have the comedy.
The right tone.
Yeah.
I hope they go like cheesy practical effects.
Oh, me too, yeah.
I hope they do some claymation.
Yeah.
I hope they do a whole bunch of those practical
all
effects.
All the good stuff.
Don't digital effect
puppets.
Anything. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Get Jim Henson's creature, what do they call it? The fucking...
Creature shop. Workshop.
Is it creature shop?
Yeah.
Get them to make some really creepy looking puppets.
Get those chili down things from Labyrinth.
Chill it down with Bob.
Weirdest scene ever.
Get those weird puppet people from the Dark Crystal.
Oh, God. What you thought was live action.
Yeah, I thought they were real children. Turns out they're creepy blank face things.
I thought they were retarded. I thought they were real retarded children. Mentally disabled.
And remember.
And physically. This never happened.
Good night.
None of that stuff happened, especially what I just said. That's bad. I'm being very ableist. Too many cocks.